Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Get into the flag burning debate and more. We've got John Jackson, the Joker from X, in the house with us here on this Tuesday, taking your phone calls as well. 406-294-0970. John, before we jump into the big news of the day, though, I just got a really funny note from Jerry in Billings. You and I were talking earlier about Tampon Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota, the failed vice presidential candidate for the Democrats. He's just foaming at the mouth, cussing and screaming, talking about stupid red hats. I mean, he's just belligerently anti-Trump. And it's almost funny to watch at this point. Jerry in Billings, he just sent me a photo. His brother was at the state fair in Minnesota yesterday, and they actually have a booth at the fair. It's a game you can play at the fair. It's called Walz Lies, and you spin the wheel, and it will land on the various Tim Walz lies, like he carried weapons in war, like vaccine mandates don't exist, or tampons in the boys' bathrooms. Anyway, so sounds like they're having a ton of fun with old Tampon Tim there at the Minnesota State Fair.
Yeah, like I said, if they had any real intention of trying to turn around their messaging as a whole and also trying to reach men out there, the self-identified masculine men out there, somebody needs to get the big Bugs Bunny hook for Jazz Hands Tim Walz right there, because every time he opens his mouth, he's just digging their hole even deeper.
Yeah, Bill Maher from HBO, he's a liberal, he's a leftist, he's a progressive, but he still has some common sense and some principles. He had a great soundbite here just a few days ago. They shared this on The Five on Fox yesterday afternoon, and Bill Maher is basically lambasting the Democrat Party, but also talking about President Trump and how President Trump has secured support from, you know, practically every corner of America.
While Democrats offer up high-minded intangibles like equity and saving the soul of America, Trump says, "Hey, waitress, how'd you like to pay no tax on those tips?" He got the TikTok vote. He got the people for whom toilets are very important vote. He got the enough of taking our shoes off at the airport vote, the crypto bro vote, the tech bro vote, the bro bro vote. He got rappers and kale eaters.
Trump got everyone is what Bill Maher had to say. And I would argue that part of the reason why he got everyone is because he gets involved in everything. He's not just trying to save part of America or kind of save America. He's trying to save this great republic for all of us. Anyway, we'll talk more with John Jackson. Take your phone calls as well right after this.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, back to it here with John Jackson, the Joker from X. Great to have him here for what ends up being the most unwoke hour of the week. John, before we get to these other big topics of the day here, you got to hear what Bill Maher just said, and I think you've got a reaction.
Yeah, from following all of these never-Trump types, these never-Trump jackasses out here on X, they have been talking out here because they're all Democrats now. They've thrown in with the Democrats for the last 10 years, and they're trying to coach them on how to beat Donald Trump and how to win. And it, I tell you, Aaron, it drives these people crazy because you've been hearing them constantly. They say, Democrats, you have one job. Just don't be crazy. Okay, and maybe you could win some of these elections. Maybe you could beat Donald Trump. Just try that one thing. Don't be crazy. And they can't do it. And that's just the overall message of kind of what Bill Maher was getting at, is that Bill Maher's got that message himself. It's, people, stop being crazy.
Well, it's interesting because to me, this is really bigger picture here. So what Bill Maher is saying is Trump got everyone. He got the rappers. He got the kale eaters. But it also goes back to something that Chuck Todd said, the disgraced former host of NBC's Meet the Press. About a week and a half ago, he was saying how, you know, Trump's involved in everything. Trump's involved in everything. Well, that's partly how he is getting everyone, because he is speaking into so many different issues. And as the cultural Marxist left is trying to turn America into something else, they're getting involved in every issue. So President Trump is getting involved in every issue to stand up for this country. I know one topic you were going to bring up was this whole Cracker Barrel logo, the breakfast restaurant, breakfast cafe. Cracker Barrel had a woke rebrand with from their woke CEO. They've lost $100 million. Apparently, President Trump, just breaking this morning, is now weighing in on the Cracker Barrel controversy.
Yeah, he put out a Truth Social post in which he's telling them straight up, you know, go back to the old logo, admit you made a mistake, and you'll come right back. You'll bounce back from this, because he's saying you're getting $1 billion worth of free publicity behind this, so use it as an opportunity. Admit you messed up and just go right back to the old logo. And I tell you, you know how that works, Aaron. Nationally, if a president of the United States weighs in on your business, I mean, boy, I mean, I think it's going to be tough for them to go forward with this new idea of theirs.
Well, and again, from a big picture standpoint, you know, now you got Trump weighing in on Cracker Barrel. President Trump also just making news in the last 24 hours about protecting our American flag and going after criminally those who burn the American flag. But I think last week when we had you on, John, I mentioned this audiobook that I've been listening to called Unhumans. And the book is a history of communism, but it's also kind of a current events book that is talking about the current cultural Marxist left in America, which, you know, Tampon Tim Walz is symbolic of, and more. And he has a line in the book where he, in this history of communism and radical Marxist revolutionaries, he talks about the communist revolutionaries that were successful, and he also talks about the communist revolutionaries that were not successful. And he had a line where he says that in order to stop a Marxist revolution, a communist revolution, an unhuman revolution, if that's what you want to call it, either everybody has to stand up and do something, or one man needs to stand up and do everything. Trump is that one man doing everything to stop this cultural Marxist revolution in America on the eve of our 250th birthday, if you ask me.
Oh, 100%. And I, you know, we've got one of a listener of ours that's on our spaces is from Australia. And you start hearing what's going on in these EU countries and then in, like, say, a place like Australia. If you heard what they were doing during COVID, they are witnessing right now in Australia the motto that we've been saying out here for a long time, is that is you can vote your way into socialism, but you're going to have to shoot your way out. All right. They're telling us yesterday, like down in Australia, they're getting ready to implement an empty room tax. In other words, if you have rooms in your house that people aren't occupying, you're going to be taxed for that. Because that, you know what's behind all of that. It's the push for illegals and also the push to kill the middle class and move everybody into apartment buildings in big cities.
Yeah, that's right. Let's see. Lori in Billings sent us a message on the Montana Talks app about Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota. She says Tim Walz and his friends are like high school mean girls. Mean, nasty, will never change, and not worth listening to. The way Tim Walz describes Republicans is what he sees in the mirror. That is kind of spot on there from Lori about Tim Walz will attack people for the very behavior and things that he does.
Yeah, you know, we've also been saying that, too. If you've noticed, some of the most vicious, nasty, cruel, vile people out here in our public life today are not the toxic masculinity alpha males. They are these beta, swishy, effeminate men out here. Look at them. Look at Tim Walz. Look at Tony Blinken. Look at Sullivan. Look at James Comey, the former director of the FBI. All of them. I mean, that brand in the Democrat Party now, they are the most evil, vicious people out there in our society.
I've got to use the opera man, Adam Sandler from Saturday Night Live. Overcompensation. Got to use the opera man. Was that opera man or was it Cajun man? I can't remember.
Montana Talks, where you get the mic. Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right. Hey, phone lines are open for you. 406-294-0970. If you tried calling in a few minutes ago, give us a call again. Our producer had to step out just briefly out of the studio for just a couple of minutes. So if he missed your call, we apologize. Call back in right now because we definitely want to hear your phone calls. 406-294-0970. John, you know, we were talking about how President Trump is getting in on everything, trying to fix everything, right? Our border, all these wars overseas, crime in our nation's capital, now maybe Chicago next, you name it. He also just made news here in the past 24 hours when it comes to the burning of the American flag and going after these leftists that want to burn our American flag. Have you heard about this news, John?
I have, and you know what? That is just a piece of political art right there. Because you know what Trump is doing right there? He is baiting all of these Democrats out there and all of their communist protesters out of their communist thugs out in the street. He's baiting them into going out and burning flags, which is exactly beautiful imagery. What we need to see going into the 2026 election is all of these leftists out in the streets of America burning flags. It's beautiful.
That's a really good point. He's basically, you know, by desecrating the colors, they're showing their, I'm not going to sing the 80s song True Colors. They're showing their true colors, that Trump is forcing them and exposing them to show their true colors. This is, I want to play quickly here. This is a Fox News radio report. I think this is the report from Kevin Cork, where he talks more about what President Trump is doing to basically ban the burning of our American flag and then also the Democrat response to it.
Progressives say it's something that should be left up to the states, and judges often have the discretion on who gets released and who gets to stay behind bars. But Attorney General Pam Bondi argues what it really does is it keeps criminals out on the streets. Meantime, the president also took action to crack down on those who burned the American flag, at least in D.C., an order that would mandate that such scofflaws face prosecution. The White House acknowledges the Supreme Court has granted First Amendment protections for flag burning.
All right. So now I think there's more to that story, and I think President Trump is tackling it from a different legal angle. But big picture, here's what Evan in Belt had to say. Evan in Belt sent us a message on the Montana Talks app. He says, the only time I have ever supported the desecration of our flag is when it was cut into strips on the battlefield for use as a tourniquet to save a soldier's life. So go ahead, you pathetic idiots, burn our flag. But just remember, as you burn it, you are in effect calling for the destruction of our country, while the hero on the battlefield used it to save the life of a fellow soldier to come home who was called to duty to uphold our country and the ideals it stands for. One a hero and one a coward. Don't think it's too hard to figure out which is which. Yeah, well said there, John, by Evan and Belt.
Oh, yeah, and obviously, like the clip mentioned, that stuff has already been decided in the courts. It's considered free speech. You can do that. And that's why I think this is a beautiful political play by President Trump. He's trying to bait them across the country in all of their protests, everywhere they go to doing this, which would be great imagery, like I said, going into 2026 is for these Democrats to show the country continuously all the time who they really are.
Well, and look, these are the same people that love the pro-Hamas flags that they're carrying and in all their, you know, No Kings protests and their Never Trump protests that you see even on display here in Montana. But you know, if you were burning their pro-Hamas flag, they would be outraged. They'd be calling you a racist. But yet here they are. All of a sudden, the Democrats are once again all about states' rights when it comes to burning the flag. But they're not about states' rights when it comes to education, and border security and other things like that. Actually, border security, when it comes to allowing illegal aliens, all of a sudden, again, they're all about states' rights again, even though that's clearly a federal issue. All right, Caden, go ahead and send us the caller, Tom, in the Gallatin Valley. Send that caller our direction. We'll get Tom on the phone lines. Phone number for you, 406-294-0970. Tom, what's on your mind this morning? Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you. So I've been following this Russian hoax. They've been unraveling all these classified documents and revealing them. I just wanted to get you guys' opinion on this. It seems to me that there's almost irrefutable evidence now that Obama and Biden and Hillary Clinton, James Comey, James Brennan, Susan Rice, Clapper, all co-conspirators that set forth the Russian hoax that's haunted Trump for years now. And it seems to me this is probably the biggest political scandal in American history, you know, trying to, you know, destroy candidate Trump and then President Trump. And what you think is going to happen with all this is going to take years and years and then nothing happens. So what do you think?
Yeah, great point. Thanks for the call, Tom. John, what do you think? I just saw a piece from the Daily Wire, I think it was the other day, where they are pointing out how, you know, former disgraced FBI director Jim Comey is continuing this Russia hoax conspiracy, which means, hey, you're outside of the statute of limitations here, buddy. We all want to see accountability. Will we see it?
No, and don't listen to all of those these Twitter lawyers and all these people telling you that they have continued the conspiracy. They have not. Okay, and we were screaming about this back during Trump's first term about you got to get these guys. You got to get these guys now because the 5-year statute is going to run, and they did not because we had terrible AGs, you know, Jeff Sessions and Bill Barr, and now we're left with just grinding our teeth and, you know, naming and shaming and outing it all. But I don't see a legal way that you're going to get them. Some people have talked about the Espionage Act, but that is all talking about defense information and selling it to a foreign country. And it really, that statute really doesn't fit here.
John, I want to get your take on a couple of Montana-specific stories here. But first, I know you wanted to talk about the latest involving Kilmore Abrego Garcia. Kilmore, the illegal alien El Salvador native gang banger thug. You know, just like President Trump is getting the Democrats to expose their true colors with the debate over our nation's colors, Kilmore is really exposing their true colors once again. I heard on the news the other day that they were going to deport Kilmore either to Uganda or Costa Rica. I'll tell you what, come February, you can send me to either one of those countries. I've been to both of them. I'd love to go to Uganda or Costa Rica this February because you know what it's going to be like here in Montana.
Yeah, and you've seen now they have made Abrego Garcia their poster child, their martyr for this thing, and they are fighting this tooth and nail. He's got gold-plated lawyers, and they get his cases right in front of these leftist judges everywhere they go. He's now back in D.C., and already you had some judge preemptively come out and say, you are prohibited from deporting him anywhere, blah, 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 blah. And they took it back there, and he I guess he won't even take a plea deal that the government offered him because they think they're going to win. And don't be surprised when they do win, this will be one of these things they're going to have to kick it all the way to SCOTUS, because the left and all of their leftist judges are making their point to side with the entire left in this martyrdom case for their poor little boy, Abrego Garcia.
Yeah, similar challenge here in Montana. Leftist judges, leftists on the Montana Supreme Court, blocking the will of the people, using their positions of power to push their own personal agenda or the agenda of the Democrat Party. In fact, there's an interesting story out of Helena. Legislative Republicans hold on to a bill from the 2025 legislative session expecting litigation. We'll talk about that story here in just a second. But since we're talking about illegal aliens, John, I don't know if you saw this story from KTVH.com, but a man arrested by federal immigration officers in July has now left the country. Now, he's a Mexican man from Mexico, but remember when some in the media called him a "Oh, Helena man"?
That's, I tell you, the media, they love doing that. You know, they're right back to here now that Abrego Garcia's case has popped back in the media. Now, they're right back to calling him Maryland man. I mean, they just do not care. It's all about branding, and it's all about also diverting anyone's attention away from the fact that this is an illegal alien criminal.
Well, it's no different than, you know, we just saw a Honduran man. A guy from Honduras, apparently alcohol was involved. At 2 o'clock in the morning, Saturday morning, he slams into a Billings, Montana Police Department patrol car. Thankfully, the officer's okay. He's back on duty. But you know, the guy's from Honduras. Tim and Savage jumped on our Montana Talk story and says, wait, are they calling him a Montana man? Because, of course, he's from Honduras. I think that got, you know, left out of some of the headlines. But, John, I checked with the Yellowstone County Detention Facility and local law enforcement. That Honduran man is now on a federal immigration detainer. Surprise, surprise, surprise. And I know a lot of our listeners in the Bozeman area have had some vehicle accident run-ins with a few of these illegal aliens as well. All right, quick break here on Montana Talks. We're going to get to your phone calls right after this, so stand by. We'll start with the callers. Man, the time is just flying by. Yeah, we'll get right to your phone calls. You can also message us on the Montana Talks app here in the meantime as well. Or, hey, send John a note on X. He's on X at PVTJokerUS, and you never know, he might share your note on the air as well.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordlund.
A rare case of New World screwworm was confirmed in a traveler arriving in Maryland, but federal officials say it was quickly identified and treated with no complications. The Centers for Disease Control, working under established protocols, managed the case without risk to the U.S. livestock industry. The National Cattle and Beef Association CEO, Colin Woodall, stressed that there was no elevated threat to the cattle industry, praising the strong coordination between CDC, state health departments, animal health officials, and USDA. The parasite, eradicated from the U.S. in 1966, but still present in South America, Central America, the Caribbean, and Mexico, can cause severe and often fatal animal infestations. Officials say the swift response shows the strength of surveillance and cooperation protecting both public and livestock. Speaking of the screwworm, the southern ports remain closed to livestock imports, and that impacted the latest cattle on feed report, which came in at 10.9 million head, down 2% from the last year, the lowest level in 8 years. Southern feedlots were down due to fewer Mexican imports, with Texas at 75% and Colorado at 76% of 2024 levels. In contrast, northern states were stronger, Nebraska at 98%, Kansas 102% on feed, while Iowa seeing a 118% level of cattle on feed. I'm Lane Nordlund.
Tackling the issues that shape our state. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, John, I can't help it. You know I got to do it. I'm not singing this song, but, you know, you were talking about how President Trump is exposing the true colors by, you know, banning the burning of the American flag, essentially, here. So, you know, I got to throw it back to some Cyndi Lauper from back in the day. What was this, the 80s or was this early 90s?
But I see your true.
It's not why we love you. It's not why we love you, but we see your true colors. So we see, yeah. I was queuing that up during the break, and, man, we, you and I were just busting the gut laughing with Cyndi Lauper. Burning flags. You know, you can just smell the smoke fumes right now from these pro-Hamas Democrats, huh?
Oh, I tell you, you and Z have that... that autistic ability with music. I mean, you guys, anything that comes up, y'all can just, you can hit right on a song lyric, but boom, man.
All right, well, let's jump into the phone lines here once again, and then I want to talk about this Montana legislature story. It just sounds like a brilliant move by Speaker of the House Brandon Lear. For the Montana legislature. We'll talk about that here in just a second. Let's get to some callers. We've got Steve in the Bozeman Hills. Steve, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is I think the American people are just so ignorant of what's gone on in our country. But December 23rd, midnight, 1913, two or four congressmen stayed back and voted in the Federal Reserve Act. It ain't federal, and they don't have any reserves.
So what should they do with the Fed? So what should they do with the Fed right now? Yeah, I know, Steve, you've called in and made that point before, but what should President Trump, what should they do with the Federal Reserve right now? President Trump's working to fire one of these, for cause, one of these Federal Reserve governors. What do you think? Republicans now have control of Congress. What should they do about the Federal Reserve?
Well, they should get rid of it. It ain't federal, and they don't have any reserves. And the collateral for our national debt is America. And the American people don't have a clue about it. There was a president that was going to get rid of it. And what happened? He was a Democrat, and they killed him.
Well, look what they tried to do to President Trump. They tried to kill him. All right, Steve, thanks for the call. John Jackson, I guess your thoughts on this topic on what can be done about the Federal Reserve. I mean, because the fact that they are refusing to lower interest rates in a significant way right now, I know in a few months we can finally get rid of Jerome Powell, but and then, you know, hopefully President Trump will be able to remove one of these other members as well in the meantime. I still want to hear the results. I know they've been talking about auditing the Fed, so hopefully we see an audit of the Fed as well.
Well, this obviously now Powell and his Democrat operatives on that board are using this as a political weapon to damage President Trump and also to damage Republicans' chances into the midterms, because they want to keep these interest rates up so high so it damages the economy. Well, Powell has got through May, as I understood it, which would somebody wouldn't get in to replace him, got to late summer, so it's right into the midterms. But just breaking here just a few minutes ago, Lisa Cook, who Trump is firing because of her mortgage fraud allegations, of course she is now suing President Trump over this firing. So just count down 3, 2, 1 until some leftist hack wearing robes says that Trump can't fire her.
Yeah, and I saw Justice Neil Gorsuch from the United States Supreme Court kind of has been laying the smackdown on some of these leftist, lawless federal judges, basically saying you guys don't have the authority for any of this stuff that you've been pulling, where they just every knee-jerk reaction try to stand in the way of President Trump, which is, of course, so reminiscent of what the left-wing mob on the Montana Supreme Court has been doing right here in Montana, going against the will of the people. Next up on the phone lines, we've got Grandpa Lou in Billings. And Grandpa Lou, sorry we missed you. John and I are both in remote locations this morning. Apparently, you dropped off some. You were going to drop off some nice summer sausage this morning. We missed your snacks and we missed seeing you. But thanks for calling in.
I found my last roll of antelope sausage from last year, a salami, and I wanted to share it with you and John, but so you weren't there, and I must have missed you guys yesterday when you said you weren't going to be there, but so I ate it myself.
Well, that's all right.
Hey, but no, you guys were joking about the Cyndi Lauper song True Colors and stuff. And I just want everybody to know that I know you and I know the Joker personally, and your guys' true colors are red, white, and blue, and America first. And
you as well.
I'm with you guys anytime. And I was at the fundraiser for Judge Dan Wilson last night, and you talk about red, white, and blue patriots and stuff. Man, the place was just packed. Had a great time, and Dan Wilson, I know this is old news and stuff, but elections have consequences. Look at all the idiots, or most of our Supreme Court in Montana. You know, we got to get this man elected, and elections do have consequences, and
It's one of the most important things that Montanans can focus on. Yeah, thanks, Grandpa Lou. Thanks for your service. Great to hear from you. John, we know so many people, they will invest resources in, they will volunteer their time helping legislative candidates, helping congressional candidates. But look, at the end of the day, if it's just going to face a left-wing mob guillotine at the Montana Supreme Court, well, to quote Hillary Clinton, what difference does it make? In other words, for all you people who get whipped up into a frenzy about congressional races and legislative races, if you don't get whipped up into a frenzy right now about these Supreme Court elections next year, well, don't be surprised when your priorities get thrown in the trash can.
We've been preaching that on your show for years, and you pounce on it all the time. And it's not only that, but then when these judicial races come up, you have to get out there and vote, and you have to just make a call. Just call somebody that you know in politics and say, because they're nonpartisan, right? You know, allegedly. So you have to call somebody. Okay, which one of these is the actual American and which one is the communist? Okay, I need to know which one to vote for, right? But because you don't know unless you do a little research.
Yeah, great point. Let's see. Let me get to this story real quick, and then we'll get to our next caller, and the phone lines for you are 406-294-0970. So, John, the recent legislative session that wrapped up in, what was it, April, May timeframe, a bill passed both the House and the Senate. This was Senate Bill 437. Basically, this bill would define sex, because these lawless leftist judges and justices want to throw common sense out the window. So in one way to try to protect women from this radical transgender agenda is to define sex in the state law. You never had to before because it was just common law, common sense, right? But anyway, but because a similar bill from a previous legislative session is already being challenged by the radical left and it's before a liberal judge, apparently the Speaker of the House can and is holding on to this legislation pending the outcome of that other case. It just sounds like a brilliant maneuver because then, you know, liberal judge will shoot that one down, and then, boom, the state immediately signs this one into law and keeps the fight moving forward. It's great to see Republicans fighting.
I mean, they want to win a mess. You know, one good time. Combat tactics, Mr. Ryan. In all things political, our leaders need to be asking themselves one question. WWDD, what would Democrats do in this situation? But figure that out and double it. Okay, that's what you need to be doing in every situation. And this right here is exactly what Democrats would be doing.
Well, and what are the Democrats doing in the Supreme Court race right now? They have a far-left environmental wacko candidate in this let-em-loose Amy Eddy judge out of Flathead County. who was too liberal for even the Montana Supreme Court on climate issues back in 2011, much less now. And basically, she donated to Hillary Clinton. She donates to all these radical environmental groups. She donated to a laundry list of Democrats. But, of course, here she is out there writing outright lies as guest opinion columns. And these newspapers publish outright lies. I'm nonpartisan. And the Democrats are claiming that these are nonpartisan races. BS. It's a partisan court controlled by out-of-state foreign financiers that bankroll your party. Back right after this.
Your News Talk 970 and 103.3 FM KBUL. Your home for Fox News, Hannity, and Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, John, 1986, Cyndi Lauper's True Colors came out. I got a note from Tim and Savage, and I think, was it Joe in Kalispell was the other email I saw real quick. I figured it had to be the 80s because my babysitters were always watching MTV, so I think that's why I immediately knew that Cyndi Lauper True Colors song there. Let's see. Oh, John, here's another message that came in just now on the Montana Talks app. Robert, didn't see which town Robert's in, but Robert says this: Aaron, I love what you guys are saying about Trump weighing in on everything. You hit the nail on the head. He is undoing all the corrupt damage that's been done for decades. Thank God. But I'm still waiting for him to get rid of Roger Goodell and make the NFL great again. The damage done by him makes the Cracker Barrel story a joke. Robert, thanks for that message. John, your thoughts on the NFL. Apparently, they've got male cheerleaders now. You know, I haven't been watching the NFL for quite some time, thankfully.
Well, Trump clearing out the scum, taking out the garbage, is a big, big deal. And just breaking here in the last 30 minutes, it's announced that Dan Scavino, who is one of the president's advisors, he has just now been put in the position of White House Presidential Personnel Office, okay? And Scavino is like the ninja Stephen Miller. He is just like Miller, but not nearly as often out here in the media. And that is the exact kind of guy you need running the personnel office there, because there are way too many Biden and Obama holdovers still out there looking to sabotage us at every turn. And that's what the White House has got to get their hands around.
Yeah, well said. All right, let's go to Frank in Evergreen on the phone lines. And by the way, the phone number for you, 406-294-0970. Frank, what's going on? Thanks for the call.
Good morning, Aaron. Yeah, 2019 was a very important year in our history to remember. Of course, the COVID-19 started in 2019 in Wuhan. And there was also a political board game called about gerrymandering and redistricting called Mapmaker. And it's just as infectious. It was the board game that they were playing in kindergarten, and it's replacing a monopoly and risk. It's a whole new infectious political disease.
Wait, was this a literal board game or just a funny comment?
Board game, you can get it anywhere. It's kind of expensive, $50 at Walmart.
Really? I'll have to check that one out.
In China.
Probably is, yeah. Kind of like how the Democrats' actual redistricting maps are probably also made in China. That's interesting. Yeah, I'll have to see if I can find that. I wonder if Dan Stusik or Jeff Essman have played the redistricting board game. John, that sounds like a game to me that the Democrats always seem to win, that board game of redistricting, huh?
Yeah, and it's so funny how now when Texas has decided to redistrict, now they are just shocked. They are shocked. This is the end of democracy, and they're going to do this back. And you've got California now going to put it on their ballot here in November to do it. But see, it's against the California Constitution. So maybe one time we'll actually see some lawfare work in our favor here, because actually what California is trying to do is patently illegal according to their own state constitution.
Yeah, but they don't care what their constitution says. What was it, Prop 1? When the people actually voted, and if I'm remembering it right, some of you political refugees could maybe fill me in there. I know we've got a lot of you that fled that state. Speaking of redistricting, Ted Cruz, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, was on with Mark Levin the other day and broke down the numbers. Let me see if I can share a quick soundbite for you here.
Well, Gavin Newsom is dishonest and he is a hypocrite. And if you look across the country, virtually all of the most egregious partisan gerrymanders in the country are...
Oh, and then, of course, I was trying to close one window, and then I stopped that clip here. Let me see if I can play it again for you.
The current congressional delegation in California is 43 Democrats and 9 Republicans. That is 83% Democrat right now. So 58% votes Democrat, they get 83% of the delegation. How about Illinois? Illinois, 54% of Illinois votes Democrat. Their congressional delegation is 14 Democrats and just 3 Republicans. That's 82%. 54% of the state gets 82% of the delegation. How about Massachusetts? Massachusetts actually says to California and Illinois, sit down, hold my beer. Massachusetts, about 35% of the state votes Republican. They get 0 congressional representation. There are 9 congressional seats in Massachusetts. All 9 are drawn to elect Democrats. It is 9-0, 100% Democrat.
Now, all right, John, the numbers are a lot lower in these new Texas maps, but that's the point. The Democrats want to wipe you off the map, literally and figuratively. 20 seconds to go. John, your thoughts.
Biblical, perennial, serial, hypocrite liars. And don't listen to a word they say. Drive forward. Do what we got to do. Once again, WWDD, what would Democrats do?
On redistricting, or we can just call it districting so we can get another D in there while we're at it. All right, John, thanks for joining us. Always appreciate your time.